Hello, it's me again, Kalia, and I'm here with Kelly underscore Ray.
And who is Kelly underscore Ray?
Well, of course, Kelly underscore Ray. What will we be talking about today, huh?
Life.
Let's see. How's it been going for you?
It's been going really good. I came to Missouri to be down here with my grandbabies. I have two granddaughters. I'm one on the way. And I enjoy being with my granddaughters.
Well, recently I've heard that you had an interview. How was that?
It was good. It was very good. I ended up getting... I had two interviews. I ended up getting both of them.
Ooh.
And one is dealing with the school system, which that's something that I like to do. I like being in the school district. Mm-hmm. And then my other one, too, is like cooking and laundry in the hotel, which I like both of them. So it's kind of hard for me. I'm trying to figure out and weigh the odds and ends. So,
well, I believe that you can do it, and you can do anything if you push your mind into it.
Well, thank you, Kalia.
Yeah.
That's what I try to tell my granddaughter every morning when before they go out, is that they can do it. And another thing is, too, is believing in God. Because we have to put God into our life first. And we have to have Him in our lives to be able to achieve what we want to achieve and do what we need to do. Because He is the creator of the world. And He is the author and finisher of my faith.
Well, let me ask you one question. Do you think that the coronavirus will die, basically? Or do you think it's going to continue growing on our lives and impacting a big life?
Actually, I think that it's gonna die. I think that if all the people out there that believe in God will get to praying, and it's going to die and it's going to change, because it's not something that is it's man-made. It's not God-made, it's man-made. So, and if it's not God-made, then it will change. It will change. As long as God has anything to do with it, it will change. And people will change.
People will change. It will change. I believe it will die. If you guys have any questions, leave it in the voice messaging and we'll get back to you. But for right now, we'll be talking about what Grandma has been learning in the prayer line. Do you remember any phrases or something?
About the power and of the blood of Jesus.
Do you remember a little phrase or something? Because I remember you saying something about being cleansed.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Do you have any podcasts, people you would like them to listen to?
I have a podcast, and my podcast is Kelly underscore Ray Ray. So,
do you have any recommendations for them to listen to, like new recommendations? I have one recommendation. I think his name is Manny the Conspiracy Theorist. Mm-hmm. Yes, Manny the Conspiracy Theorist. Go listen to his. I know he's got some really good stuff and some books coming. Kelly underscore Ray's got some books coming too. Let's talk about the book that you've recently been working on. What is it about?
Well, it's about a family, and they pretty much have a little cottage that their family owns, and they basically go to this little cottage, and every year they go to this cottage, and this time at this this year that they go to the cottage, something happens and everybody's all upset about it. So I'm not going to tell you anymore, because if I tell you anymore, you will know my story. So just look out for it. I will have it finished and published by January. I'm going to try about the 20th of January, and I will be getting back on my podcast, Kelly underscore Ray, and letting you know where you can buy it.
Well, I know that I've listened to her story, and it's great. Go listen to it right after she's done publishing it. I've listened to it, and it's really incredible. Honestly, I'd give 5 stars.
Thank you.
5 stars. It was awesome. First time, I was like, did you make this, girl? Did you make this? I was amazed. And I'm pretty sure you'll be amazed with her great accomplishment. All right, guys. We'll see you in the next episode. Grandma, let's say bye to them.
Bye.